Emotive and friendly.
Friendly but serious. Goal: make the conversation flow naturally. Add transitions. Keep turns concise. Maintain core information. 2. Analyze the input content. Topic: Market Vector and Coinbase launching a new index tracking Bitcoin and tokenized gold. Key points: Shift in investor view of Bitcoin store of value. Historical Bitcoin versus gold comparison, hedges against inflation. Changing dynamics, Bitcoin correlating with equities, risk on. Gold equals stability, risk off. Tokenized gold definition, physical gold on blockchain. Index purpose, diversified basket, balance growth versus stability. Market maturity, from binary choice to hybrid solutions. Benefits, efficiency, barometer for economy. Debate, is Bitcoin digital gold or tech stock? Future, integration, institutional adoption, diversification. Current tech structure, it's a bit choppy, almost like a teleprompter script already. I need to weave it into a dialogue that sounds like two people talking, not just reading lines. I need to add conversational fillers, agreement markers, and smoother transitions while respecting the tone instructions. 3. Drafting step by step. Opening. Speaker 1 needs to be warm and excited about the news. Speaker 2 should validate but keep it grounded. Middle, discuss the implications, Bitcoin gold correlation, tokenization. Speaker 1 can add emotion excitement about the tech. Speaker 2 can add the serious context about market risks. Ending, wrap up with the future outlook. Speaker 1 encourages listeners. Speaker 2 summarizes the significance. Refining tone.
Use words like wow, exciting, really, you know, express enthusiasm.
Use words like important, significant, however, really. Keep it professional but kind. Converting input lines, input, in a significant development, S1. You know we've got some huge news coming out of the financial industry, input. This collaboration represents a fundamental shift, S2. It's definitely a shift. It changes how we see digital assets, input. Historically, Bitcoin was often compared, S1. Remember back in the day. Everyone called it digital gold, input. However, recent market dynamics, S2, but the data doesn't tell that same story anymore. Input, a primary insight driving this new index, S1, that's exactly what they noticed. Input, market analysts have observed. S2, yeah, the correlation with stocks is getting stronger. Input, consequently, when the stock market moves. S1, so now when the S&P goes up, Bitcoin follows. Input, while this integration provides liquidity, S2, it helps liquidity, sure, but it changes the identity. Input, conversely, gold has maintained a history. S1, gold, though, has always been the steady hand. Input, by combining these two assets. S2, so they're not asking, is Bitcoin gold? Nymor, they're asking, how do we balance them? Input, to understand the index fully. S1, let's talk about one of the key components, though. Input, this refers to the representation. S2, tokenized gold. It's physical gold on the blockchain. Input, when gold is tokenized. S2, it breaks that physical barrier down. Input, this technology bridges the gap. S1, it connects the shiny metal to the digital wallet. Input, the new index leverages this technology. S2, they're building a basket that gets the growth plus the safety. Input, the launch of this index highlights a maturing market. S1, it feels like the market is finally growing up. Input, in the early days of cryptocurrency. S2, we used to have to pick risk or safety. Input, today there is a growing demand. S1, now people want both. Input, this new benchmark provides a structured way. S2, it makes holding both easier without juggling wallets. Input, furthermore, this index serves as a barometer. S1, it's like a health check for the economy. Input, if the index performs well. S2, Good performance means confidence in innovation and value. Input, if the index struggles, S1, or bad performance. Macro issues hitting the whole class. Input, ultimately the introduction of this Bitcoin and gold index, S2, it settles the debate. Input, for a long time the narrative was, S1, they used to say Bitcoin was the digital gold. Input, however, as Bitcoin begins to correlate, S2, but it's acting more like tech now. Input, by creating an index that explicitly combines both. S1, they're saying the answer isn't black and white. Input, it is likely that the future of store of value. S2, it's a mix of digital and physical. Input, this approach allows for a more nuanced strategy. S1, we can have strengths without the weaknesses. Input, looking ahead as the financial industry continues. S2, these products, why? LL just become normal. Input, institutions will likely adopt similar strategies. S1, big players are watching. Input, for the average investor this means. S2, more options for you. Input, the collaboration between a leading crypto exchange. S1, Coinbase and Market Vector working together. It's huge. Input, in conclusion, the launch of this new index. S2, a major milestone. Input, it acknowledges the current market conditions. S1, both Bitcoin and gold are essential now. Input, as the market moves forward. S2, watch this index to see where things go. Input, whether you are a long-term holder. S1, it matters for everyone really. 4. Review and refine. Check transitions. Ensure S1 and S2 build on each other. Check tone. S1 sounds excited, emotive, wow. Think about it, exciting. S2 sounds serious but friendly, however, it's important to note, we need to consider. Check constraints, no meta text. Just the script. Check formatting, speaker 1 and speaker 2. 5. Final polish. Self-correction during drafting. Make sure S1 doesn't sound too casual that it undermines the serious topic, but keep it emotive. Make sure S2 doesn't sound robotic but grounded. Ensure the flow isn't just a list of facts, but a conversation exploring them. Self-correction. The prompt asks to transform the provided content. I should use the information provided, but make it sound like a real conversation. I will merge some short sentences to make it flow better, but keep the core information intact. Let's write it.
Wow, you know what? We've got some massive news coming out of the financial industry. Market Vector and Coinbase have officially launched a new index tracking both Bitcoin and tokenized gold.
That collaboration is definitely significant. It represents a fundamental shift in how investors view digital assets, particularly Bitcoin, regarding its role as a store of value.
It really changes the perspective. Historically, Bitcoin was often compared directly to gold, with both viewed as hedges against inflation.
But the data doesn't tell that same story anymore. Recent market dynamics have challenged this traditional narrative, indicating that the relationship between these assets is becoming more complex.
Exactly. A primary insight driving this new index is the changing behavior of Bitcoin in relation to other global assets.
It's interesting. Market analysts have observed that the correlation between cryptocurrencies and traditional equities has been increasing.
Right, and I feel like when the stock market moves, Bitcoin often follows suit more closely than in the past.
While this integration provides liquidity, it does dilute Bitcoin's unique identity as a decentralized, risk-free asset.
On the other side, gold has maintained a history of stability, serving as a reliable hedge against economic instability.
So, by combining these two assets into a single index, they are acknowledging that investors are seeking a balanced approach. They're moving away from the question, is Bitcoin gold, to how do we balance Bitcoin's growth potential with gold's stability?
To really understand the index fully, we need to define tokenized gold.
Yes. This refers to the representation of physical gold assets on a blockchain.
It's so cool. When gold is tokenized, it allows for fractional ownership and easier trading within a digital environment.
It effectively bridges the gap between the physical world of precious metals and the digital world of cryptocurrency.
And the new index leverages this technology to create a diversified basket that captures the upside of digital currencies while maintaining the safety net of physical precious metals.
This launch really highlights a maturing market. In the early days of cryptocurrency, investors were often forced to choose between riskier digital assets or the safety of traditional finance.
Today, there is a growing demand for hybrid solutions.
And this new benchmark provides a structured way to manage exposure to both Bitcoin and gold without needing to hold them in separate wallets or through separate custodial accounts for every single transaction.
Furthermore, this index serves as a barometer for the broader economy.
If the index performs well, it suggests that investors are confident in both the technological innovation of blockchain and the timeless value of precious metals.
But if the index struggles, it may indicate that macroeconomic factors are affecting the entire asset class of alternative stores of value.
Ultimately, the introduction of this Bitcoin and gold index crystallizes an ongoing debate within the financial community.
For a long time, the narrative was that Bitcoin was the digital gold. However, as Bitcoin begins to correlate more with tech stocks, the argument has shifted.
The question is whether it is a risk-on asset like equities or a risk-off asset like gold.
By creating an index that explicitly combines both, Market Vector and Coinbase suggest that the answer is not binary.
It is likely that the future of store of value lies in a combination of these digital and physical assets.
This approach allows for a more nuanced strategy that acknowledges the strengths of each asset class without ignoring the weaknesses of the other.
Looking ahead, as the financial industry continues to integrate, products like this will likely become more common.
Institutions will likely adopt similar strategies to hedge against inflation and market volatility.
For the average investor, this means more options for diversification that align with modern economic realities.
The collaboration between a leading crypto exchange like Coinbase and a market analytics firm like Market Vector signals that the line between crypto and traditional finance is blurring.
In conclusion, the launch of this new index is a significant milestone.
It acknowledges the current market conditions where Bitcoin and gold are both essential components of a robust investment strategy.
As the market moves forward, keeping an eye on how this index performs will provide valuable clues about where the broader market of digital assets is heading.
Whether you are a long-term holder or a swing trader, understanding the interplay between Bitcoin and tokenized gold is now more important than ever. Wait, I need to ensure the tone instructions are strictly followed. Emotive and friendly. I used wow, it's so cool, right?
Friendly but serious. I used it effectively bridges. It's interesting, ultimately. Check, the input text was very short lines. I should probably keep the lines relatively concise, but make them conversational. The current draft looks good. I will ensure no extra text surrounds it. One final check on the flow. The transition from tokenized gold to maturing market feels a bit abrupt in the original text. I will keep the flow similar to the input, but polish the phrasing slightly to sound like spoken word, not just reading lines. However, the prompt says, transform the provided content. I should stick close to the information, but make it natural. I will keep the structure very similar to ensure all info is covered, but add conversational connectors. Actually, looking at the instruction, make the conversation flow naturally. I can combine some short lines into paragraphs if it feels better, but usually, scripts keep lines short for readability. I will keep lines relatively short, but ensure the voice is distinct. Let's refine S1's emotive part. Maybe add more enthusiasm words. Let's refine S2's serious part. Maybe avoid too many fillers. Stick to facts, but keep it welcoming. Okay, ready to generate the final output. I will ensure there are no markdown block quotes or extra text. Just the script. Wait, I need to check the input again. The input has speaker 1 and speaker 2. I must maintain that. I will not add or anything else. I will ensure the tone is distinct. Let's double-check the transition from tokenized gold section. S1 to understand the index fully. S2, this refers to, this is a Q and A style. In a podcast, S1 would ask or lead. S1 to understand the index fully, we really need to define tokenized gold first. S2, exactly. This refers to the representation of physical gold assets on a blockchain. This flows better. Okay, proceeding with generation. I will ensure I don't include any thinking tags. I will start immediately with speaker 1. Wait one more check on constraints. Output only the script content. Do not include any thinking process. Okay. Let's make sure S1 sounds emotive. Wow, exciting, you know. Let's make sure S2 sounds serious. Significant, fundamental, crystallizes. Okay, final review of the draft I made in thought process. It looks solid. I will present it now. Wait, I notice the input has some lines that are very factual. I need to make sure I don't lose the core information intact. The draft I made keeps all the info. Okay, ready. One small adjustment. Ensure the tags are speaker 1 and speaker 2, exactly as requested. Ensure no extra white space at the start. Ensure no trailing thoughts. Let's go. Self-correction. I should check if I need to merge the paragraphs. Usually, scripts have each line on a new paragraph. I will follow standard script format where each line is a new paragraph. Okay, final check on tone. S1, wow, it's so cool, right, exciting. S2, that collaboration is definitely significant, but the data doesn't tell that same story anymore. It effectively bridges. Looks good. I will finalize the text. Wait, I should check the instruction. Keep each speaker's turn concise and engaging. Some of my draft lines are a bit long. I will trim them slightly to be punchier. Example, input. By combining these two assets into a single index, Market Vector and Coinbase acknowledge that investors are seeking a balanced approach, moving away from the question, is Bitcoin gold? To how do we balance Bitcoin's growth potential with gold stability? My draft. So, by combining these two assets into a single index, they are acknowledging that investors are seeking a balanced approach. They're moving away from the question, is Bitcoin gold? To how do we balance Bitcoin's growth potential with gold stability? That's fine. Okay, ready to output. Wait, I need to make sure I don't use markdown code blocks. Just plain text. Wait, the prompt says, output only the script content. I will just write the text. Wait, I see the instruction. The input will include speaker instructions and content with speaker tags. Your output should maintain the same format with speaker 1 and speaker 2 tags. Okay. Let's write it. / think.
Wow, you know what? We've got some massive news coming out of the financial industry. Market Vector and Coinbase have officially launched a new index tracking both Bitcoin and tokenized gold.
That collaboration is definitely significant. It represents a fundamental shift in how investors view digital assets, particularly Bitcoin, regarding its role as a store of value.
It really changes the perspective. Historically, Bitcoin was often compared directly to gold, with both viewed as hedges against inflation.
But the data doesn't tell that same story anymore. Recent market dynamics have challenged this traditional narrative, indicating that the relationship between these assets is becoming more complex.
Exactly. A primary insight driving this new index is the changing behavior of Bitcoin in relation to other global assets.
It's interesting. Market analysts have observed that the correlation between cryptocurrencies and traditional equities has been increasing.
Right, and I feel like when the stock market moves, Bitcoin often follows suit more closely than in the past.
While this integration provides liquidity, it does dilute Bitcoin's unique identity as a decentralized, risk-free asset.
On the other side, gold has maintained a history of stability, serving as a reliable hedge against economic instability.
So, by combining these two assets into a single index, they are acknowledging that investors are seeking a balanced approach. They're moving away from the question, is Bitcoin gold, to how do we balance Bitcoin's growth potential with gold stability?
To really understand the index fully, we need to define tokenized gold.
Yes, this refers to the representation of physical gold assets on a blockchain.
It's so cool. When gold is tokenized, it allows for fractional ownership and easier trading within a digital environment.
It effectively bridges the gap between the physical world of precious metals and the digital world of cryptocurrency.
And the new index leverages this technology to create a diversified basket that captures the upside of digital currencies while maintaining the safety net of physical precious metals.
This launch really highlights a maturing market. In the early days of cryptocurrency, investors were often forced to choose between riskier digital assets or the safety of traditional finance.
Today, there is a growing demand for hybrid solutions.
And this new benchmark provides a structured way to manage exposure to both Bitcoin and gold without needing to hold them in separate wallets or through separate custodial accounts for every single transaction.
Furthermore, this index serves as a barometer for the broader economy.
If the index performs well, it suggests that investors are confident in both the technological innovation of blockchain and the timeless value of precious metals.
But if the index struggles, it may indicate that macroeconomic factors are affecting the entire asset class of alternative stores of value.
Ultimately, the introduction of this Bitcoin and gold index crystallizes an ongoing debate within the financial community.
For a long time, the narrative was that Bitcoin was the digital gold. However, as Bitcoin begins to correlate more with tech stocks, the argument has shifted.
The question is whether it is a risk-on asset like equities or a risk-off asset like gold.
By creating an index that explicitly combines both, Market Vector and Coinbase suggest that the answer is not binary.
It is likely that the future of store of value lies in a combination of these digital and physical assets.
This approach allows for a more nuanced strategy that acknowledges the strengths of each asset class without ignoring the weaknesses of the other.
Looking ahead, as the financial industry continues to integrate, products like this will likely become more common.
Institutions will likely adopt similar strategies to hedge against inflation and market volatility.
For the average investor, this means more options for diversification that align with modern economic realities.
The collaboration between a leading crypto exchange like Coinbase and a market analytics firm like Market Vector signals that the line between crypto and traditional finance is blurring.
In conclusion, the launch of this new index is a significant milestone.
It acknowledges the current market conditions where Bitcoin and gold are both essential components of a robust investment strategy.
As the market moves forward, Keeping an eye on how this index performs will provide valuable clues about where the broader market of digital assets is heading.
Whether you are a long-term holder or a swing trader, understanding the interplay between Bitcoin and tokenized gold is now more important than ever.